All right, you might find the next time you go to hospital for surgery, it won't just be carried out by human beings. There's been a surge in robotic surgery all over the world and even here in South Africa. Now, the urology hospital in Pretoria introduced it about 6 years ago. To tell us more about that is Dr. Lance Kutsia, a urologist at the hospital. Dr. Kutsia, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. I think that some of our listeners who haven't had this kind of surgery are probably imagining a robot carrying out the entire procedure. But of course, it is human beings making use of some very advanced technology.
Yes, that is correct. It's a common misconception that, but we still it's just the technology that allows us to do things in a finer, more controlled manner. Yeah.
So Dr. Kutsia, how many procedures have been performed since you acquired this equipment?
Well, countrywide, nearly 4,000 now. At the urology hospital where we started, about half of those. But there are about six of these platforms around the country at the moment.
What types of robotic surgery are being performed most often?
Well, the most common, of course, is prostate cancer, the so-called radical prostatectomies. So that's the highest volume of surgery. But then also, with kidney cancer, we are now able to do partial removals of the tumor and preserve a lot of the kidney. And also with bladder cancer now.
Yes. Tell me how it compares with success rates from the past where you were carrying out exactly the same operations but didn't have this kind of equipment at your disposal.
Well, it's the functional aspects that have improved. The quality of life issues like urine control and potency control, which obviously are big concerns for men undergoing this sort of surgery. Those rates have clearly improved. That's been one of the big reasons for the success of this sort of surgery.
Dr. Kutsia, thank you so much for speaking to us. I can't keep you any longer because I know you're rushing off to perform some surgery as we speak. Thanks very much, though, for making the time to speak to us. Dr. Kutsia is a urologist at the Urology Hospital.